too much time. N9YOU, KB9KBX.
Hi, have a good day, N9YOU.
KB9KBX.
CNN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CNN Network.
WXAP, W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
Well, well, well. Top of the morning to you, WXAP.
Hey, good morning, Art. Good to hear your voice. I hear it occasionally over down on 40 meter extra class area, but getting up a little bit late here this morning. But I thought you were on. Well, I've got everybody listed here. We normally get into in the mornings. Several repeaters throughout the land, and we have a lot of success with it. And you know, our theme, our slogan is making 220 green again. There, over.
I'm glad. Good morning, Sam. I'm nice to hear you. I'm glad that things have not changed. That sounds good. Yeah, I put up the EchoLink link. I don't normally run it, but Debbie and I are getting set to go on the Queen Anne from Miami to the Azores and then over to London and then fly back Sunday. So I figured I'd put the EchoLink link up. And my friend Brian is on here too. Remember Brian? And this would give me a way to communicate back. Believe it or not, this is the first time we're going to be on an ocean liner. But believe it or not, they specifically, there's a lot of things that they prohibit from bringing on board. And one of the things they name specifically is ham radio. But I got to work around from that. I just use my iPhone or my iPad, and I can connect to EchoLink or Allstar. So how you been? WXAP, Southwest Florida, let's see, 70 degrees.
Okay. Well, let me see here. My weather stations, I've got over a spread here, 48 degrees on one, which that was, that particular weather station is out in the middle of the yard. And then on the other one here, I see 52 degrees, and that particular device is hanging off the column of the pillar of the patio roof on the east patio. And it faces east, so the sun, the sun hits it pretty fast when the sun starts to rise out of the east, of course, and that's what's happening right now, actually. I'm getting a very blinding guy straight off my hummingbird feeder. It's hanging right outside the front door into my front room station here. So, well, anyways, well, you guys are always on the move. I would just say that you're part of the class called World Travelers there, over. And yes, I do remember Brian, and I've heard him down there with you guys on extra class at times. But here lately, I haven't really heard a lot of folks. The guy out of Texas, I haven't heard him. But I haven't been listening there. We've been doing other things here in the morning and trying to establish some other problems, take care of some other problems. So anyway, back to you, Art. That's just really good to hear you. And give Debbie my good morning regards, if you would. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, okay, Sam. Debbie says hello. We're getting ready to pack up today. We got all day tomorrow. We got to get, I don't want to say get rid of, but the dog's going to spend 18 days with his trainer. She trained him when he was a puppy, when he went to boot camp. And she does boarding, so he's going to get some brushing up on his skills while we're gone. So he won't be able to swim in the pool because she doesn't have a pool. We have a black lab, and boy, I tell you, every day this guy loves to go swimming in the pool. Doesn't matter what the water temperature is for him. He loves it. So that's how he gets his exercise every day. Yeah, we're usually on 75. I haven't been on 40 too much. Brian and I get in there. Sometimes we get on 20 in the afternoon. We got a pipeline between Florida and Ohio on 20 meters. We get down low end of the band on about 14,160. But we're not on too often. I don't spend anywhere near as much time as I used to. Early morning and once in a while during the day. Brian and some of the other friends get on 40 around 4:30, 5 o'clock, but I'm kind of off the beaten path being so far south here, and I don't really hear them too well, so, and it's still light outside, and 40 isn't that good. So that's the story here. Yeah, we're looking forward. We've never been on an ocean liner. We've been on many cruises, but we've never been on an ocean liner. So we're going on the Cunard, the Queen Anne, which is a relatively new vessel that started in 2024. So we're looking forward to it. W9SAM, WXAP.
Yeah, how interesting. I got to tell you, I think I said it before when it happened, but I just loved all those pictures you sent when you went to Africa. That's it. Those were lovely. I thoroughly enjoyed them. And just wonderful to see. And yes, I forgot all about it. I wanted to ask about Flex Radio. Flex Radio. Oh, boy, that's great. And yeah, I know that you break off in the mornings when you're with those guys on, let's see, what is it, 40 meters maybe? Because it's been a month or so, a couple months maybe. But you break off when Flex wakes up, you got to get him outside. Oh boy. If you get on Facebook, on my Facebook page, you'll see I'm all about animals. The dogs especially, the way they're treated, the cats even. I've changed it. My heart's gone 180 degrees. You know, my wife was a big cat lover, and that's what her and I used to argue about. I wasn't, she was. But we have dogs, of course. But that's changed. I'm all the way that away, I guess. And I just hate it when I see stories of things, atrocities against animals. I'm not a fan of hunting anymore at all. So, of course, that right there rubs a lot of people because that's still out there these days, of course. Anyways, I wanted to ask, Sarah, it sounds like you're not coming to Dayton this year. If you were, I was going to come down and meet with you. I'm not going inside. I give that up. After what they did to me, so we're not in any clubs anymore at all. So we're out here hanging loose on the T20 side, W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, okay, Sam. No, we will not be in Dayton this year. I haven't been for a couple of years. We've been going up to Hamcation in Orlando in February. And it pretty much got the same thing there. That's growing quite large. It's not as large as Hamvention, but once a year is enough. So we haven't been going to Hamvention. We're going to be flying from London into Cleveland. We have a grandson. The youngest grandson is going to be making his first communion the first week in May. So we're going to go from London to Cleveland and spend 4 or 5 days there before we come back down to Florida. So it's just too much because I think a couple of weeks later is Hamvention. And that would be just too much after being gone for almost 3 weeks. So that's the story. So yeah, unfortunately we won't be able to get together, but like I said, I probably missed the last couple of years. And going up to Orlando, which is a very short drive for us through the center of the state. And we've had a table. We park in the flea market there, and other guys from 40 and 75 meters are there, too. So we all kind of meet up in Orlando every February. And I don't get involved. I don't belong to any clubs here or anything. I don't get too involved anymore. A lot more to do here. And Flex Radio, believe it or not, is going to be 4 years old at the end of May. It's hard to believe. Where did that time go? W9FAM, WXAP.
4 years old. Oh, my Lord. Well, I know you really have fun with him, and that's, I just love all that. I love hearing that. And, you know, I don't have any animals here anymore. We lost Maggie here a couple of years ago in August. And that about killed me. I really did. I'm still, this many months and years away from that. I'm still, you know, touchy about it. And I see all these animals that are out there to be fostered and this and that. And I'm thinking, man, I got to get one or two. But they're like paws of people here. I think they dogs for paws or something like that. If you go down there to adopt a dog, I mean, it's going to cost you $300-$400. So I said, why are you costing so much to try to save this animal's life? And you're making money off of it. You know, back in the day, you went to the dog pound, you seen a dog, you took it, and they give it to you. Get it out of here, you know. We don't want one less mouth to feed. Now it's a money-making scheme, I guess. And I know they can spin it their own way. Yeah, well, this money's for that, this money's for this. We do this, we do that, and all that, you know. But, you know, if I run into an animal out here that's lost or something, I'm going to be like my father and bring it in and feed it, and probably it'll hang out here for a while. And I tell you, I'm at a loss around here. You know, you hear noises in the night, and back in the day, I knew Maggie had it covered. If there was something going on, I didn't know, she'd let me know. That's not the case anymore. So there's that. And I got to tell you, the lineup here we're talking into, it's like Michigan, Walton, Kentucky, 220, Indianapolis, 220. And, of course, we're talking then to the good guys and gals up in Chicago, the 220 there. I've got some operators who come in the mornings. And we talk about coffee, among other things. So the mornings are good around here, not so much throughout the day. It's just not a lot of activity anywhere-wise these days, Art. Of course, HF is going good in the mornings, but I don't get on HF throughout the day or in the evening. In fact, I don't have HF in the front room anymore. I got it out in the shop. So anyways, well, I was hoping to maybe see you this next month, but I could...
Yeah, well, with going up to Orlando in February, I mean, all of your Kenwood, Yaesu, Flex Radio, ICOM, they're all there too, so... And it's become quite a large gathering up there, so we do that once a year. Yeah, you remember Gus, our dog in Beaver Creek. Well, we brought him down to Florida here with us. We got him in 2010. Over there on Needmore Road, at the shelter there. He was, we looked through the shelter and didn't see exactly what we were looking for, and they took us in the back room. And they said, well, these dogs are in their final days. And we found Gus, and he's a good dog. Came down here with us. We would transport him down here in the winter when we were snowbirds. And then we moved down here permanently in 2019. He came down, but he sadly we had to put him down in 2021. It was very traumatic. He had was loaded with cancer. So then that was December, and May Flex Radio was born, and the rest is history. And he's laying right here next to me. He's waiting for me to open the blinds to go in the pool area. He helps me clean the filter in the morning. And we've been leaving him out there by himself late in the day, and lo and behold, he ends up swimming in the pool. And he gets all wet and has to be dried off, but he has a good time. That's about it from here, Sam. We've had some very dry weather. We're going to be in the 90s here, but no rain in sight. I know you guys have had a lot of rain up there. W9SAM, WXAP.
Well, that's true. And we are about to get some more here. They're talking about weather coming in here Saturday. What's today? Peter, Tom, I forget where I'm at, what's going on, and all this stuff. So, yeah, Friday. Today's Friday. So possibly tomorrow, I guess. I don't know. I just sat down here. I put the coffee on. And I'm going to make cherry coffee today, this morning. I bought some off Amazon at a request from one of the operators here out of Chicago, actually. Charlie said, Sam, you got to try this cherry coffee. I said, what? Cherry coffee? I said, I like my hazelnut with honey. And so I went ahead and bought some. So I'm fixing it this morning. I've had it before. It's good. And, you know, it's one of those coffees like so many, I guess, that just fills up your house with a great morning aroma. And that's nice in the morning. Some places have bacon aroma, some places have coffee aroma. Some places have both, I guess. But this morning here in the W9SAM Dash Out compound, it's called Cherry Coffee. So, well, Flex Radio, I just love these stories about him. And, I love hearing stories from dog lovers such as yourself. And yes, I do remember Gus. I sure do. And at one time I had 7 dogs here. When I was here living alone, my wife moved out, my son moved away, and I had to deal with them. Plus run a business, plus do a full-time day job. And, well, it was rough, but we got it done. But they slowly but surely had to go. And I had to put some of them down, and I hated it. It was a rough time. I've got 3 of them still in the back room there in a box that we went ahead and put through the burn cycle. And Maggie, Roxy, and Cody Boys back there. So anyways, hoping one of these times you guys are going to come up. I don't see me coming down to your way anytime soon. And so we can meet up. And it's a good time when people show up over here at the Hamvention to see face-to-face, you know, people you're on the air with all the time that don't know, what you look like, maybe. So that's the whole gimmick with that. And I told them, I'll be tuned in to call channels through that week, talking to people if they're in the air. And if they invite me to come over, I'll drive over and let them buy me supper, lunch, or breakfast. I think that would be a great thing there, Art. Over. It's up there. Do you hear
from John, used to be the truck driver, KD8LCY, you know who I mean? He'd show up to Hamvention, he would drive one of the golf carts, and he'd be in all orange, like a hunting orange or a hunting green, bright green color. Do you know who I mean, KD8LCY? Do you ever hear him around us, Sam? Over.
Well, I used to hear him over on the 2 meter 985, that's the WADK repeater, talking to the other guy there that used to be on in the mornings. In fact, in the evening, actually. But I don't know that I've heard him any time lately. But yeah, I've heard him out there. Now, I haven't made contact with him. I probably should, I guess. But you know, he's over there on 2 meter, and I'm reluctant to get over there on the dark side. I try to stay over here on the illuminated 220, bright side of things. You know, 440 and 2 meter, the dark side is. It's not for me there, over.
He used to be quite active on 220 also. Yeah, John. His wife was a school teacher. What about Pops? Whatever happened to Pops? I thought he has a place here south of us in Fort Myers. Is he still around there, Sam? Over.
Oh, yes, he's around. He's got this, he has family issues going on right now. Some hard stuff he's dealing with. Dealing with a couple things, actually. The problems with the house and his wife's issues. And also, he's got a rough time with his hearing loss. He can hardly make out anything coming across the speaker on his radio with his hearing loss. I mean, he almost has to have somebody there with him to hear what's said, and then they tell him what was said. Unfortunately, and I guess it's getting worse, and that's, you know, it's pretty bad stuff. I just hate to hear all that. And so, yeah, but he's out here, and I haven't talked to him in maybe a couple of weeks. Sometimes he gets in a new truck of his, and he takes his boy to a special school down there in Kettering, which is right next to a link. We've got a link set right there at Wilmington and Dorothy Lane intersection. There's an electronics shop there that this guy has set a link up, K8RHS-L. And the guys down south will get on that link to link into me. I usually link into it. I'm linked into it right now, actually. But it times out very easily, and I have to reestablish it all the time. So, you know, there's that there, over.
Okay. Yeah, WAPOP, I know he had some family or had a place down in Fort Myers, but I remember talking with him. He used to work for the Dayton newspaper there when they had that big place off of 75 south of town. Last time I was there, I think they moved out of there. Of course, the newspaper only publishes only a couple times a week, if at all. So he used to work there at the newspaper. And he would be on just about every day. It was 220. So, okay, on the update there. Well, I hope things get better for him. All right, Sam, I'm going to get going here. I was just about to take Flex Radio out. And we cleaned the pool skimmer, him and I. I put a sock in there over the skimmer so it catches all his hair. I got a pool guy come every week, and I try to keep the black hair, too much black hair from going in the filter. So he sits out there with me while I clean the pool skimmer. And then he'll go in 11, 12 o'clock. This will be his last day because tomorrow morning he's going off to his trainer and spend time with her while we're gone. Well, listen, nice. Appreciate the call this morning. And like I said, I don't have this link up all the time. I put it up so I could use it while I'm floating in the middle of the Atlantic. So maybe we'll catch you during the week. 11 days to from Miami to London with a stopover in the Azores, which is about 800 miles off the coast of Portugal. W9SAM, WXAQ.
Well, Art, I tell you what, you and Debbie have a wonderful time, and I know you will. And I'll keep, you know, I've got you on my favorite list here. I've got about 70, let me check here. On this computer in the firm, I got 55 favorites. And it shows me if you're on or off, of course. And when I brought it up this morning, I said, oh, wow, Art's on. So I thought, should I try him or not? I don't. So I went for it, and here we are. So I've also got you on here without just your phone. Of course, it's not on, of course. So, WXAP-L, and I'll tell you, I just love this setup of mine. This dash L thing has just been so wonderful, and I'm learning every day on something about it to try to keep it running and maintaining it. I got to say that I am in a discussion with a 220 repeater manufacturer. His name is Dean. He's out of Wisconsin. And I've got a 220 repeater here in my shop. At the, it's an FK 1990s style. And I'm thinking about upgrading that to something that Dean makes to make it not only EchoLink provided, but also All-Star. I got an email from All-Star last week telling me that if I don't use my node number by June, that they're going to pull it away from me. And I'm pretty sure that node number I got that node number back when you first got on All-Star and told me about it, and I went over and got a node. And I've since used it. I don't know for sure, but so I'm quickly running around here trying to see if I can get All-Star going, because I don't want to lose the node number. And I've been wanting to establish it on the air, of course, to get in with you folks and others that people I know that has All-Star. And so we're working on that here, and that's just happening here in the last couple of weeks. So we're hopefully moving forward with that. And I'd like to have it in play by the Hamvention time, but I don't know. So anyways, well, I'll keep an eye on the Dash L with you, and would it be okay to bring you into the group there when you're on? Because I sure don't want to bother you, because you're too busy seeing the sights there, over.
I don't have a problem with that, Sam, but yeah, if there's too much activity, though, let's just pass on it. Brian is on here. I'm talking to you through All-Star. I'm on my All-Star, one of my nodes, and I have the clear node, and it's linked to EchoLink. Unfortunately, I don't get on EchoLink that much, and I apologize. I haven't been that active, so I haven't sought you out in a while. But I don't really get EchoLink and the link running that frequently. So right now it's just Brian and I, and we kind of use it as our intercom. So we really wouldn't want a lot of traffic here. But, you know, for you to stop by, that's certainly more than welcome, more than welcome. And I'll send you some pictures along our way of our ventures here. I'm still working through those Africa pictures. I probably took a couple different pictures and never did get it all squared around. But maybe someday. Always, there's just not enough time. So listen, let me say 7-3. Good luck with your 220 venture on the repeater. Sounds like a good project. So let's see. I'm on All-Star on one of my nodes. I think I have 6 or 7 All-Star nodes. So we'll see you later, Sam. Have a good day, and good weekend and good luck with that 220 project. We will definitely be talking to you later. W9SAM, WXAP.
All right, Oswald. Yeah, it was very nice this morning getting with you. And I'm getting your future destinations. I mean, you've almost covered the entire world, almost. And so I have a safe and very happy trip, and you and Debbie. Yeah, Brian, I of course I know him. I met him there at the Hamvention, of course. And as I was direct traffic, as you guys were moving through, that's probably the last time I was there. So, anyways, Art, I will give you 73, and, I get your take. We're all going to be by ourselves when we jump in here with you. So, if I can get All-Star, then I can possibly connect with you more often and make that a go. And that's what I'm after. It's just, there's other things that's kept me from doing it. But now, just yesterday, I went over and visited Abbey Credit Union, and things are looking up as of this morning. So, there's that going on. Anyway, 73, have a happy Friday, good weekend, and stay safe on that trip, Art. Your prayers will be with you here from this house. You and Debbie, so, and of course, Flex Radio. One of these days, I'd like to pet that old guy. Rub his ears and all that kind of thing. W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio, 73.
All right, Sam, 73. We will talk to you again soon. 73. WXAP in Punta Gorda, Southwest Florida, will be clear ballistic.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
CQ, 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 this is K9AVH in Indianapolis.
We're in Indianapolis, Dayton, Ohio here.
Hey, how's it going out there in Dayton today? Good morning. How am I sounding?
Well, you're into the repeater very good. I've got you up on Echolink here in my front room station. We're just clearing off with a good friend out of Florida this morning. We haven't talked in a while. We tried to update each other on our respective lifestyles and the destinations and so forth. But you're in the repeater pretty good, it sounds like. I see it moving along the line up here on my page. So, good morning, W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, good to hear your voice out there. It's always nice to catch up with a friend. You've been over to the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base a lot?
No, we haven't. I think the last time I visited there, I was like 11 years old. We went over there from a school visit. But that's changed many, 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 many times. It's still there, and it's a nice place to visit. I would recommend. In fact, you look on the DaytonHamvention.org. If you look that up for Dayton Hamvention, it's happening here in about, 5 weeks. That's one of the places they recommend you visit while you're here in Dayton. Over.
Yeah, I hear it's a really cool place. Lots of neat airplanes and history of aviation and military. I've not actually been there, but I have some family that lives in Akron, Ohio. So we traveled through that area, and one of these times I'm going to have to stop by and check it out.
Okay, well, you know, Akron is clear up in the right hand corner of the Buckeye State of Ohio. Dayton, Ohio is clear down in the southwest part of Ohio. I mean, they're almost diagonally across, and that's a long distance. 200-300 miles maybe. Of course, it's an easy drive because Akron has interstate. It gets into it. You go down to Columbus, take the roundabout, and get on 70 and come across 70 to Dayton, to Montgomery County, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio. So it's a straight shot, more or less. But boy, you're corner to corner. It's a long ways away from Akron. They're way up in the northeast corner of the state. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I realize they are not nearby, but coming from Indianapolis, where I am, I've got to go through Dayton to get there. So it's on the way, basically. But I haven't been, so I'll have to make that a stop along the way.
Oh, sure, yeah, coming from Indy. From Indy to where I'm out here on exit 29 on 70, it's about 119 miles, I think is what the sign says. 117 maybe. But that's a straight shot, all interstate. It's good if it's not blocked up. If it's blocked up, you're going to sit and wait a while, such is the case on anything that happens. Right here where I live, I'm about 3 air miles, maybe 2 air miles northwest of where I-70 crosses I-75, and that is called the Crossroads of America. Over.
Yeah, I've traveled through over to Columbus before and up there to Akron, and it seems like every time I'm in Ohio, they do a pretty good job of enforcing the speed limit on the interstates. At least that's been my experience. So, is that your experience as well?
Well, I'm retired. You know, I'm retired, and my day job put me on the road all the time. And then I had a business that I covered a lot of the countryside. So I used to be on the interstates quite a bit. But now not so much. I stay at home. I stay here on the radio. I stay here where it's safe, behind closed doors. I stay out on my patio when the weather's good. And the weather is starting to shape up. I was out on the patio yesterday. Even though I moved my rocking chair from the shop out to the patio for the summer. So the rocking chair is out there, and I can sit there and watch the backyard. I got bird feeders, and plus I put out the hummingbird feeder out in the backyard yesterday. We'll see if that attracts any. I haven't seen any yet, which is unusual. Normally by this time I've seen hummingbirds for two or three weeks in. So I don't know where they're at. I have a whole bunch of them here, but that's kind of interesting. So we don't know. But I don't know if the mixture of the food is different. In fact, I changed everything out yesterday, put fresh in. So we'll have to wait and see. I got one here right at the front door I'm watching right now. And the sun is hitting it, and it's flaring right off the glass. And I almost got to put sunglasses on to look out the front door. So there's that. So I want to ask you, do you ever go to, what's the field house called? I can't think of it. It starts with a G. Gainsburg or something like that, where the women that play their basketball, the Indiana Fever girls, over?
Yes, sir. This, by the way, this is K9ABH, Andy, and... Yeah, it's called Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Gainbridge is, I guess, the current name. It changes depending on whoever buys it. But, yeah, we went and saw the Fever play, I think it was last season. I don't think we saw them, well, maybe, I think it was sometime in 2025 we went there and saw them. But they have concerts there. We saw the Pacers play there, because they also... They're building a new stadium up for the Fever, and so then they'll switch over to there. But as of right now, we've been there for concerts and sporting events and all sorts of stuff there. It's a nice facility. It's very easy to get to. There's parking around in the area, but the facility is nice. And even if you're up in the top, you can always see really well.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm not really interested in all the other stuff, but my interest is solely in the Indiana Fever. I just love those girls. I really do. That Kelsey Mitchell, oh my word, is she good. She goes around, people go through their legs, bounces balls over them, and I just love watching her play. And of course, the great mighty Caitlin Clark, holy moly. I mean, every one of them, Sophie Cunningham, Lexi Hall, Aaliyah Boston, team, because the list is endless. I want to get over there and see them. I'd like to get down on the court and take a picture with all of them. And that would be just wonderful. I'd blow that thing up to 85 by 85 and put it here hanging in my front room. I can't wait. They start here in May. I think May 2nd is their first two games. And I want to get involved in not missing a game where they play. I think they're going to take the championship this year. They're set up for it. These players they got are just the best in the world. And I don't know that they're going to beat up Caitlin Clark this year like they did last year. I don't think Sophie Cunningham will let them do it. And if those refs let that guy control, those refs should be fired on the spot. Or even, for that matter, taken to jail for assault, for not letting it happen, you know. So I'm a big lover of the Fever and every one of those girls. We follow them all the time. We've got one on Facebook and everything. So you're talking to a Fever guy here. Hello.
Well, that's really cool to hear that you're a big fan of the Fever. They are really good. It's awesome to see them out there. And they definitely have a lot of energy and the talent out there. My father-in-law is a big Fever fan also. And he's from California. He lives in Tennessee now, but he actually knows more and watched more games probably than we have here being in Indianapolis. But they are really good, and it's fun to watch them. That's for sure, and I agree. If there's a really good chance you're going to win the championship this year.
Well, I've got a new Samsung 55-inch TV that a couple months ago I got it in here. And I got it here hanging in front of me on my wall. And I bought that specifically to watch the Fever play on it. They hold the games on my TV, it's called. I got Air TV here. And so I just can't wait to watch Caitlin Clark hit those logo shots. I just can't believe somebody that's in half court and hit that basket almost probably 9 out of 10 times. And, oh my Lord, I mean, she is the face of women's basketball. And I think that's why everybody else beats her up because they don't like it. They're all jealous. But there could be some racial tensions there, too. But Sophie Cunningham ain't going to let it happen. And I don't know that Aaliyah Boston's not going to let it happen either. So we'll have to wait and see. I just hope that none of that happens like happened last year. And, you know, most of the good members were benched because of injuries. And Kelsey Mitchell had to hold the fort down herself, along with Aaliyah Boston, the center. And some others there, the one girl that's got the funny-looking hairdo, boy, she was hitting some swish. So they got to the playoffs, but they didn't make it through the first round because Kelsey Mitchell finally just fell down on the ground, and it was a mess. I'd take her to the hospital. She just ran herself to death on the court there, over.
It is sad that the other players in the league played that low, you know, to be all beaten up on them and everything. Hey, well, Sam, I got to get going. It was great talking with you. This is C9AVH in Indianapolis, and I'm clear.
All right, Andy, well, it's wonderful having you on here this morning. And welcome to AM Radio. I know you're kind of new at it, and so I always enjoy talking with you and making conversation. And I appreciate you getting on here in the morning. We've got everybody else linked in here in Chicago. I don't hear Tony this morning. I want to tell him I'm going to be drinking some cherry coffee here when I get up. And we've also got Walton, Kentucky in here, along with Kettering, Ohio link. Kettering is just it's a south suburb of Dayton, Ohio. And we've got Michigan in here, Grand Rapids, Michigan this morning. And of course, along with Indianapolis, Indiana. Which they have a repeater there, 224-800. It stands at 500 foot. That's a high profile 220. Kind of the highest profile 220 I'm aware of in the country. So how about that? W9FCM on the W9FCM-L 220 network. 73, Andy. Have a safe day this morning. Over.
73 to you as well, Sam. Have a great day. K9AVH now.
KB0DBJ, let's see, what is it? KB0DBJ. James, are you on your frequency? KB0DBJ, W9FM in Dayton, Ohio. Good morning, Mansfield, Ohio there. Friday here on the, what's the date today? Today is the 17th. April 17th, over.
Thank you, is it?
CMN Network, 220.
QRZ, this is Echo 73, Radio Bravo.
W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio. Anybody on frequency this morning?
W9SAM, K9DFP, Tony out of Chicago, waving hello. What's going on in the Sam Nation?
Yeah, good morning, Tony. We got some new repeaters on here with us this morning, trying to get their attention. And the one keeps, after every transmission, has a little hiccup. Courtesy tone, maybe, some might call it. Well, we were on the air here with our good friend Art out of Punta Gorda, Florida this morning. Him and his wife are getting ready to get on a ship and float around the float the oceans, and then they're going to fly into, I think, London, oh, what did he say, I can't remember now, I get so lost talking to him, because he's a world traveler, you know, and then they're from London to Cleveland, I think, for their grandson's first conception there, over, well, I want to attention. I got cherry coffee on the brew, and I'm getting up right now to go get some. So give me a minute to get here, because I am thirsty. I can't wait to get a sip of it. Stand by one. W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio.
Get mine.
79 SAM in Dayton, Ohio with some cherry coffee on the side. Over.
Cherry coffee.
Yep, I got my cherry coffee right here and it's tasting pretty good. Over.
Yeah, same here. I don't make it by the pot because I'll end up drinking a pot. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's just a lot of coffee for me.
Well, I have no other way to do it that way. I got to do it by the pot, so I... And a lot of times I don't drink all of it in one day, of course. And so I have some for the next day. We try to save as much as we can around the... The W9SAM household, over.
Yeah, I'm on the pod system here, so it kind of keeps me, how do I put it, in reserve mode, so I don't burn through the whole box of them. I just put on one pod, and maybe I'll get another half a cup out of it. So where's all our usual suspects at this morning?
Well, Andy was already on here out in Indianapolis, and he went ahead and cleared. He was on here for a little bit, checking in. And I was on the linked in to Pentagon, Florida earlier. Talking to my good friend Art at WXAP, giving me a rundown on his future stats. Him and his wife are taking a boat trip over to Portugal and over through there, and then they're going to fly from London back to Cleveland for another event, and in Cleveland back to Florida. He's a world traveler, he always was. CEO of a Worldwide CEO, he's a big high mucky muck in the insurance field. He just had to fly the Philippines, India, and all that stuff. So anyways, there's that there. That's about it for now. Over.
Yeah, we don't hear our friends from New Zealand or... Australia or Ireland. That's kind of disappointing because they were nice people.
W9SAM, well, I was hoping to hear from them. We got a whole gang on here. We got the Indianapolis, we got Kettering, Ohio, Walton, Kentucky, 220, NPR, I should say NHJPR, Grand Rapids, 220. Oh, let's see here, Indianapolis, 220, of course. And we've got a new one here out of Texas, KB0DBJ. And the operator's name is James, and that's a link out of Texas. And that's a 220 link. It was saying that when I looked for it. I went through the index view of Echolink and looking for 220 repeaters, and I found a couple there. So we got him on here, hoping that he'll come on the air and we'll talk to him. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. I also mentioned that Mansfield, Ohio, I got here this morning. Larry up there in Mansfield, Ohio, N8RGO, he finally got his repeater repaired and back online. So there's that. I think I got a hum in there with me, don't
I? Just a small hum, but there is a long tail to unkeep. A little bit of a delay there.
W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio. I think I found the reason for the hum. I didn't have the antenna on there. So nobody around town here heard me talking. So we've got it in place now. I just haven't checked everything here. I got the radios connected to other things and the antenna selectors and switching and everything. I just got to make it all perfect, I guess. So, I don't hear the hum anymore, do you?
It's barely there, Sam, not really noticeable. It almost sounds like a little bit of a power supply hum.
It could be. I'm sitting on a power supply here in the front room station, and I've also got another power supply sitting off here on the floor, and I can power that up at a moment's notice here, of course. But we'll wait and see. So anyway, we're trying to get the Texas station to acknowledge. Now maybe he's not on here all the time. He might be. Let's see, Texas. That could be Central Time, even maybe Mountain Time where he could be. So if that's the case, if it's Central, like you have a quarter to eight now, right? Over.
Yeah, we're on Central Time. I think he might be also.
Okay, well, I don't know. Trying to make things work, it can be frustrating sometimes, but I would think that 220 operators and repeater owners would enjoy the connection with other 220 repeaters there. Over.
Yeah, it expands your circle of opportunity to make new friends, and that's what this is all about, making 220 great, not just 220, but all of it.
Well, I don't know if I agree to that, but we're all 220 here, so now we don't have anything to to deal with the 2 meter frequency that is linked into Indianapolis, of course. Nothing we can do about all that, but now this is Friday. Now tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern is the Syracuse, New York Nationwide 220 net. Larry is the guy that runs that, and I don't know that I've ever heard you on there. Maybe I have. I can't remember. But we bring everybody we can up on that net to, you know, carry it through, of course. And then I link into Staten Island, New York for that there, over.
Before I forget, tomorrow, hold on a second, son. Amateur Radio Day. This is the day that amateur radio operators commemorate the founding of the International Radio Union in Paris in 1925. So, happy World Amateur Radio Day tomorrow. Should be a lot of activity.
All right, well, so give me all that one more time, and is that a nationwide thing? Over.
It is a world event. Everybody on the planet. International Amateur Radio Union Celebration. Founded in Paris on April 18, 1925. So everybody with a radio and a license should be online and talking around the world with it.
Now, 1925, that's when my great-grandpa died. Holy moly. Well, so everybody should be on the air. Yeah, that'll never happen. These people don't even get on the air anymore there, Tony. Over.
Yeah, it would be nice to see people dust off the radio just for one day, you know, just one day. But so much.
Yeah, I would agree. Let's see, I've got 8:53, 54. And today is Friday, so that means the morning brew is about to come to the end at 9 o'clock. However, since today's Friday, the second cup will be starting up at 9, will be taking over. The second cup. That goes till 10 o'clock, over.
Yeah, that's a sizable group up and down the East Coast, I believe. But this is, well, tomorrow, it's a world event. So I'm not sure if you've got any HF equipment up and able to run with the antennas you got out there. But, and I know you're a 220 guy and you don't wander around too much, but if you're looking to make some contacts, tomorrow would probably be a very busy day for it.
Well, I am I'm an HF guy, and I've got HF at my shop. We check in when we're out in the shop in the morning. So we try to check in on 3940, 3947 especially. Let's see, what are the others in the mornings? 7268, the waterway net comes on quarterly in the morning every day, 365 days a year. And when hurricane season's coming on, that's the hurricane channel even. And I always enjoy talking to those guys. Been checking in with them for many years now. Ever since I became a general operator, I'd say. So, let's see. There's a lot of others I can't think of them right off. Mid cars, south cars, all those, you know, of course. But I don't get out. You know, now here it's getting warmer. I'm getting up, maybe going out to the shop, and I might start checking in with them because the temperatures are arriving and helping me out with a good wake up morning. Over.
Yeah, we had a nice day yesterday. It was up there in the 80s, very comfortable, no humidity, and today it feels like it's going to be a little cooler than that. So enjoy the sunshine while you can. Just curious what you've got for an HF rig. I know it's not a girly radio, K9DFB.
Well, let's see here. We've got two Yaesu 857Ds. I've got one here in the front room, and then I've got the other one out there in my shop on one of my rolling radio patio tables. There we go. And I've got several of those tables. I got one there that 57's on. So there's that, and then I now have an ICOM 7200 that I'm cautiously trying to figure out. And I've got that lined up and online and plugged in. And I do have frequencies in it, and there's that there, over.
Hey, I've got a question for you guys. I'm trying to remember my signals. What is QRV? No, Romeo Victor. QRV.
CMN Network, MI3.
Morning, Jan. It says, I am ready. Or if you're asking, are you ready to receive? No, anyhow, I was looking up. We're saying world, well, what does it say here? That, in addition to being worldwide, as they put it, it active anywhere in places governed by the IARU. Well, that's worldwide. It's the Zelt Amateur Funktag Word. You might see the acronym Word. Of course, it's Worldwide Amateur Radio Day. So WRG Word. And this year it's on Saturday, on the weekend. So that's handy for people. So for people, it's not a contest, of course, we emphasize. And yeah, everybody's invited to become URV. That's the way they put it. So, of course, they got their web address. You can look it up too, ro.org, Plant World Amateur Radio Day, naturally, or iaru.org. Plant on the air, Plant World Amateur Radio Day. So those are obviously everybody Googles it would come up right away anyhow. And it's 101 years, as you mentioned, Tony, because it was founded in Paris in 1925. And it says that Hiram Percy Maxim was the first president of IARU. How about that? Next, New York.
I would imagine it would be a super active day across all the bands, or all the ones that are favorable to conditions. It should be a tremendous amount of activity celebrating that one.
Well, and I forgot, actually, it's better to stretch out of here. It says that the theme for this year is Den Geist des Amateurfunks durch Innovation fördern. The spirit of amateur radio to be promoted through innovation. So that's the theme this year.
I guess digital modes would be in that category, the latest and the greatest technology.
Probably have the English version of that in his other website. Also, you know, with Dayton coming up, they seem to have not sure what this is exactly. It's not the big one, but Funk Day or something in Costa. But this is on the 25th of April, but it's another big get-together. Not so big as the one that comes in June around Field Day. But they're gonna have a big event with everybody showing up and doing things. And see what's of interest in what it says. Oh, including trying to figure out what they're doing here. Some sort of little mobile contest or something. But they also offer an examination for a U.S. license and a proving to a U.S. defense. So, hey, if hams in Germany show up there, they can take the exam for an American ham license.
That is a great opportunity.
Something to have at Dayton, somebody offering, maybe presumably with advance notice, if you could get an exam, obviously the person would have had to study a bit, but if somebody would actually administer the exam for other countries,
probably visit the major ones, and not necessarily Sri Lanka, but, can you imagine being able to take an exam at Daisy?
Yeah, I'm sure the VEs would have their hands full at Dayton for sure. A lot of people trying it out.
But it would have to be a special, you know, table, so to speak, a special event. It wouldn't be, anyhow, I'm sitting here trying to figure out where a place called Union is near Dayton.
Sam, can you field that question?
He's pretty low. I'm having issues here trying to hear him. Over.
That's NX2NY, or next to New York. That's Jan. And he's asking where Union is in Ohio, or how far away from Dayton is Union.
Union what?
There's a place called Union, Ohio.
Oh, yes, there is. There surely is, yes.
Well, I found it. It's north of Englewood. So, yeah, okay.
Englewood, which is where Interstate I-70 goes through, and we are at exit 29, over.
I'm seeing little local streets like Mary Maid Drive, and on Bernardino Trail.
That's up north of me. Come down to Park Grove. Come down to Main Street behind the city building, and you'll find my PDH. I'm on Park Grove, and I'm the third house from Montgomery Street there, over.
Did you say Park Grove?
I did. Park Grove. Park Grove Drive. There's Maple Gardens and then Park Grove. Yes. New York 2. Jan. Are you going to get on the net tonight, Jan?
If I'm here, it's going to be a busy day, and I might be visiting somewhere at that time. So if I'm not, if I'm out somewhere else, I won't be here. But otherwise, yeah, I'm always here.
It happens 6 p.m. your time, over.
Anybody see that car chase in California where a woman stole a construction crew truck. It had, you know, one of those, like a big Chevy pickup truck filled with cones and horses and barriers and flags. You know, you'd see them on the side putting cones down and stuff like that. Anybody see that?
No, but I watch the world's wildest police chases every morning. In fact, it's on now running over on the other channel. Of course, this stuff's out back in the 90s. And it's crazy out there in L.A., or California, I guess, altogether, how these people steal vehicles. And those dumbhead police let them get away with it. They don't try to stop them. They don't try to pit them up. They don't try to take them out. I just shake my head when I watch this stuff. Why would a girl get in a truck like that and steal it? You know, how does that happen? Over.
The story was it was a car theft of opportunity. I guess it was parked outside by a shop, and the owner left the key in the car, or in the truck rather, and somebody just came along and thought it was a good idea to go ahead and take it because it had the key in it. And they chased this truck up and down the highway for about a good hour. Finally spike stripped it. And they drove it another 20 minutes on the rims and then finally gave up.
Well, this is as much for Tony as anything. Looking at this map where you can drive around, apparently they never videoed these side streets like Montgomery and Park Grove. They look like little alleys anyhow. So I guess the driver thought he wasn't going to go down there, even though they're residential neighborhoods. So there's no view of any houses on Park Grove. But the whole thing, you can see the VFW building on Main Street. And it's near there, kind of, but you go down a short block and you're out in the fields or something like that, so it sounds like that's the kind of neighborhood that Sam is in. As for which house, nobody knows. He does. We're not on the map.
I have no idea what you're even talking about. I'm the third house on Montgomery Street on the south side of Park Grove. My antenna towers are sticking up there. If you have Google Earth, you can see all that. And I have a great big garage that runs perpendicular to my house. Over. And now I'm going back out to the kitchen to get another cup of cherry coffee. Over.
They don't show any pictures or anything like that. I could look on, I could look on Flight Radar 24 if it brings up a decent map. But that has been acting screwy. So the third house on the south side here, down the street, Tony, it looks like he's got three structures, the garage, as he pointed out, and like that. So other than that, but it's an out-of-the-way area. You're not in suburban slum sprawl in that area. That's nice. Next to New York.
Are you a coffee drinker, Jan?
okay. And stuck in here, I don't have a good coffee method. Just to drip through, you know, like you get in the store. We managed to rescue ourselves over at the dollar store, whichever one it was. Family, it's the one on First Ave, across from Walgreens. It's about $17 for this thing, but it works. Yeah, so lately, we've been very fortunate. They've brought back Intelligentsia coffee into the Riverside Grocery. And prior to that, there were other roasters. They only, almost as it always, sell only beans. And since I don't have my grinder here, I have to grind it at the store, the whole bag is in advance. But, and you know, keep it tightly sealed. So I've got right now this Honey Badger Espresso blend. And that stuff's kind of nice. But yeah, that's I've been doing that for trying other roasters lately in the last 10 years. They've sprung up all over, but Intelligentsia Coffee. And I was downtown in the Monadnock building instead of up on Broadway. The one up on Broadway is near where this repeater is, at 3123 North Broadway. So it's not very far from the repeater. Anytime we go to do something on the repeater, one could go a few blocks over and have a good cup. But yeah, in the Monadnock building, they must have 30 varieties of various blends and single origins and so on in there still. So they're still going strong. Unfortunately, they got bought by Pace a few years ago. But they're still there. Next to New York.
Yeah, I mentioned to Sam that Sam is a big coffee drinker. This one called Michigan Cherry. And it's on Amazon. You can get it in grounds or cup, you know, depending on how you make it, pot or K-cup. And this one is one of my favorites. So, a little on the pricey side for K-cup, as far as K-cups go, but I definitely enjoy this one, especially when the market's doing well and we're doing well in the market. That's my celebratory drink in the morning.
And that's, of course, what Sam is doing in the kitchen right now. I drink cafe. We learned that over, you know, back home in Germany, that you go in a place and you get something that was roasted that day or 2 days earlier. You get that a lot at Intelligentsia, too. And then you just drink cafe. I noticed that people go in the shops and almost everybody is getting some sort of doctor-flavored version. And somebody a few years ago, what were we doing? Going to the ham fest in the morning or something. They stopped it. So they get you a cup of this, they're just straight, and this stuff tasted awful. And I noticed that back around 1980, I went to a place in Glencoe, the same chain. I thought, well, we'll try their coffee of the day, because maybe that's more freshly made. It wasn't very good. And I realized why people are always drinking flavored coffee after a few decades. It's because the stuff they sell otherwise, Starbucks, you know, is so terrible that you can't drink it straight. Like you're supposed to drink cafe, and it's always doctored up and flavored up. And around here in this place, they're always loading it up with chem labs, artificial sweeteners and junk and stuff they put in there.
it isn't Starbucks over here. You know, so, yeah, no, I only go for cafe, nothing else.
MI3 Network.
Okay. Hey, Germany's got a great law. If you're a beer drinker, it is against the law to put preservatives in beer. I think that's just an outstanding law.
Well, remember, through thousands of years, people have had to survive on grain. It even gives the Roman legionnaires grain, and then they get to cook it up themselves into some sort of porridge. And it depends on what they could take from all the places they were marching through and stealing their products. But and the same comes for making beer. And so instead of doing other kinds of beer, then, you know, the Reinheit, the boat, did only the ingredients, the basics. And of course, that's a few hundred years ago, so you get all kinds of beer now. You can use wheat, but that makes some of the best beer, the Weizen beer, the wheat beer. But yeah, the big deal isn't not preservatives, but when they imported into the U.S., it had to be pasteurized. So the main thing was getting beer is to go over there and just get straight beer and not pasteurized.
Yeah, when we're in the store and we can find it locally, one of my favorites is the Warsteiner. Either the Warsteiner Oktoberfest or Warsteiner Dunkel. Those two are my favorites.
Yeah, see, you seem to like the dark stuff, and probably about 7% alcohol or something, which is the way to do it. For me, I like the full beer, but some people just want whatever. Anyhow, that's always a good start. You know, one thing, if you get into the maybe Guinness, look for some into the flavored coffee. Get flavored beer. What is it? Grapefruit something from Vitova or Latvia or somewhere they make that, and it's amazing. The stuff is really good.
Correct, sir. Excellent. There's another one called Leff, L-E-F-F-E, I believe. And that one's a decent one also. I think that's lemon, I want to say. There's citrus of some sort. As I told others out here, my two favorite beers are cold and free.
W9SAM Dayton, Ohio. Anybody on frequency this morning?
K9DFP, still here, Sam. On the second cup.
Yeah, I got the second cup here before me, and watching some Perry Mason here. And thinking about going down to the donut shop and picking me up some breakfast donuts. Over.
Yeah, I'm a little low on breakfast ideas here in the house. I might have to go out and get me a McMuffin or something like that. If I was in the neighborhood, I'd go get NX2NY and ask him if he wanted to go to breakfast, but unfortunately, I'm a little far from him.
Well, the weather people are saying rain coming in tomorrow. Not a big threat, just a lot of rain. Some wind, I guess. So we'll take that. We don't like that other boom boom stuff, so we're...
Yeah, I know you're definitely not a big fan of lightning. You got a lot of antennas, and they don't play nice together. Nice sunny day here in Chicago. I think we're going to hit 60-ish later on in the day. Not as warm as it was yesterday.
Well, it's going to happen. It's just going to take time to get here. And, yeah, I don't know. Don't know when. I haven't seen any hummingbirds yet. I changed it out yesterday. I had the patio hummingbird out there. I can't see that from the kitchen window. But we'll be out on the patio here sometime this morning. But we don't have a TV out there. We've got the TV. I can open up the door to the shop and see the big TV in there. But I'm just happy as a lark with this 55-inch Samsung Smarty Pants TV. Over.
Yeah, I'm still working on my, I think this is a 48-inch plasma TV. I love this TV to death. It is just a gorgeous picture, but if it ever up and died, I'd go for one of those LG OLEDs. I think they're beautiful TVs, and good-looking as they are on, as they are off. But this plasma TV just won't die. I kind of had to check out of here. For my purposes, I'm 2 hours late today. I had Flight Radar 24 and as an app, and now I have to go key it in to get it, and it comes up all blurry, but it looks like 115 Hartgrove. Sam will confirm that. You can't tell what's what, the garage in there, and maybe the antennas are tucked in between the two structures. With that, I'm out of here next to New York. I'm in the room still, but I can't get this dumb phone to work. And it'd be nice to have a smart TV, too. You can do all that stuff, and if you had stuff on your internet, you could put it up on the TV screen on that big 55 and so on. That would be fun. Next to New York, see you. See you in the funny papers.
Do you have QRZ there, New York?
No, I've never had that. Well, I just look at the FCC when you can get in there. But I don't have much here. I've only had this phone working for a few days, an iPhone, and having to figure out how to make it work by hacking.
So most of it, and besides which, when you do figure things out, you wasted a couple of days of your life. And as Goethe said, life is too short to be drinking cheap wine. You know, as life is too short to spend all the time trying to figure out how these dumb electronics work. Next to New York.
All right, Jan, have yourself a good day.
On the Walk Central Park, listening to 24.4 AB4W.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network. 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
KB9JSL testing.
CMN Network.